Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 25. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the other side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid out on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said it to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and said to the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who has been reclining at table with him and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." So the saying spread abroad from among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but, "If it is my will that he remaineth until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things, and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Larry Raybon, Mount Pisgah Lutheran Church, Henderson, North Carolina.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for today's meditation is from John chapter 21, verses 1 to 19. Have you ever blown it? Ever made a poor decision? Ever failed someone? And when you have, were you ever given a second chance? Jesus loves those whom he calls so much that even when they blow it big time, fail him badly, deny him flat out, he doesn't deny them, but rather bids them to come again to his merciful arms. Jesus is a Lord of second chances. The risen Lord restores his disciples through fellowship with him and renews them in their call to follow him in today's gospel lesson. Time and time and time again, Jesus' disciples prove to be weak and lousy at what they do. Impetuous Peter had proven to be a disciple who was weak and afraid, and time and time and time again, Peter had denied the Lord. Even after Jesus' death, Peter was afraid of the Jews along with the rest of the disciples, and yet the risen Lord is good. He appeared to the disciples and gave Peter and the rest his peace. Along with the other disciples, Peter received the spirit of authority of the risen Lord to remit and retain sins. Now, Peter was a broken disciple at the beginning of this morning's text, in need of help. Even at the things that they do best, Peter and the others were in need of help. They'd had a lousy night fishing. Again, they'd caught nothing. Again, and Peter and the rest are trying to go on with their lives in the world after Jesus going from them, returning to the Father. Their failure to catch any fish is a picture of life without Jesus. But the Lord, in his mercy, appears to the seven disciples mentioned in today's text, and especially to Peter. Once again, there's some unfinished business the Lord needs to take care of, and so he comes to the disciples again. Again and again, Jesus comes to fellowship with his poor disciples. The risen Lord helps Peter and the rest to catch fish and more. After a lousy night of fishing, the disciples follow the words of the risen Lord, whom they at first did not recognize, and Jesus blesses the disciples with an abundant catch of fish. Again, we learn that the work of these fishers of men bears fruit only when the Lord blesses their effort. It is the Lord. Back again, Jesus is recognized as the one who renews his call to Peter and to the others to catch fish, that is, men, and the one who brings the fish, that is, men, to them. The risen Lord restores Peter and the rest to their call. Jesus restores Peter and the rest to their identity as disciples by inviting them to come. Jesus is renewing his very first call to them. Jesus restores Peter and the rest through table fellowship with them. Eating at the table is a sign of fellowship and communion with the risen Lord. And the disciples recognize the hand of the risen Lord in their midst so that it's not even worth stating the obvious. Through his word and meal, the risen Lord has restored them in their call as his disciples. They are his fishers of men again. And so once again, Jesus invites his disciples to feed his sheep, a fresh start. Jesus had restored Peter and the other disciples to their call as disciples and fishers of men, but now Jesus deals with Peter again individually. Peter had denied the Lord three times. This still bothered him. Jesus gives Peter the opportunity to confess his love for him again and again and again, a stunning reversal of Peter's earlier threefold denial of Jesus. Jesus personally renews Peter in his call to follow him and tend his sheep, his lambs. Jesus always restores us after we have failed him time and time and time again. The absolution we hear every Sunday morning really works again and again and again. The supper that we receive reinstates us over and over again. Jesus welcomes us today to follow him and tend his sheep. Even though we, like Peter, at times have been embarrassed, slow, or afraid to admit before others that we are disciples of Jesus, the Lord is never embarrassed of those whom he calls his disciples. Rather, he restores them through fellowship with him. The risen Lord calls broken disciples to come to him again and again and be filled with his word so that they might go out into the world to bring his word to others. And now may the grace of God, which transcends our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Larry Raybon for today's meditation on God's Word.